welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer, and I'm a former middle school teacher, current college professor. In this podcast, we look at the intersection between creativity and design thinking, and it's a passion of mine to see schools embrace this idea of design thinking and creativity. And that's what I'm going to be talking about right now, how I'm using design thinking in my own personal life. I'm a fan of it for my NaNoWriMo project. So I'm going to share a few details about that. All right, let's go ahead and begin. A few months ago, my son came to me to pitch a story idea. It was pretty simple. I want a story about a superhero taco, he told me. You mean a superhero that eats tacos? I asked. No. A superhero taco. Like a real taco, though. Not those fake tacos with the hard shell. You know what I'm talking about. I want a real taco. Got it, I said. Oh, and his name needs to be Taco Tony, he told me. So there I had it. My son had given me specific parameters for what I would consider my design features. Together, Christy, she's my wife, and I let the idea simply incubate. This period of time is really important in creative work. It can feel like procrastination, but it's this time where you are flexible, where you just play around with ideas. We shared ideas back and forth, but never put anything down on paper. Eventually, we began telling short stories before the kids went to bed, or when we were stuck in traffic, during long road trips, things like that. This was our play space before putting things onto paper. Now, this November, I began my first draft of the Awkwardly Awesome Adventures of Taco Tony for my NaNoWriMo project. If you don't know about that, that's where you write a novel in a month. Now, I use the word my project, but let's be real, it's a collaborative venture. I'm doing the first draft, and it will be a step above mediocre, and then Christy will do a rewrite, and it'll be awesome. That's how it works. So I want to share how I use design thinking to craft a story. I believe in the power of design thinking to bring out the best in the creative process. It's something I advocate for schools, for classrooms, for teachers. That's why I developed the Design Thinking Toolkit, which you can get on my blog, and the free Design Thinking Maker projects. It's why I co-wrote Launch and why I lead workshops and give keynotes on this topic. Like I said, I'm very passionate about design thinking, but it's also a process I use in my own creative work. And when I look at this NaNoWriMo project, I realize that Christy and I have been using the Launch cycle the entire time. I'm going to share what that looks like from each piece of the Launch cycle. So L stands for look, listen, and learn. When I began with a sense of awareness, that's where I started. In this case, we started with empathy toward an audience, which was my kids. And we had a clear sense of the constraints involved. We use those constraints, those barriers, those limitations as our design features. I realize that many authors start with their story concept and find an audience later. But for this project, it really began with a desire to make a story our kids would love. It is an empathy-driven project. You then move into A, ask tons of questions. This was the inquiry stage. After Micah suggested the concept, I jotted down questions on everything. Filled up my journal pages with things like, what makes a story compelling? What does it mean to develop a character over time? What is the difference between showing and telling? And I did research. I read up from people. I read other examples of great superhero literature. I watched movies. I mean, things like that. What makes the difference between action and suspense? I mean, these were the types of craft questions that I was looking at. But I also ask questions for my audience. So I use this A of asking questions to get a sense of what they wanted. What do you like in a story? Which stories have you read in the last year that you just couldn't put down? And some of the questions were related to the actual plot of the book. What is the conflict? Who are the characters? What's the backstory? Who's the villain? What kinds of strengths and weaknesses will this bionic taco superhero have? And that A was huge, that asking tons of questions. I then moved into you, which is understand the process. This is the research phase. Here I researched the superhero genre like crazy. I read graphic novels, watched movies, looked at Reddit forums. You get the idea. But a big part of the research was simply this play space, this telling of short stories with my kids, watching things change over time. You know, it's that incubation phase that I mentioned. And really that incubation phase was honestly a research phase. It was jotting down ideas here and there. We next moved into navigate ideas. We spent the first week of the month storyboarding the plot, developing the character descriptions, playing around with ideas. Yes, it is a silly, silly story, but I still wanted it to be good. I still wanted the characters to be, well, characters that we cared about. We cycled back and forth between open brainstorming, analyzing ideas, combining ideas, and narrowing down the concept until it was razor sharp and we had a clear concept. And then we can move to C, which is create a prototype. Okay, this is the fancy term for, you know, writing your first draft. I spent about 2 weeks in this initial draft. I would sit down and knock out about 2,000 words a day without thinking about the quality. I simply wanted to get the story down. I actually created a sequel as well, and I'm pretty excited about that. Next, we moved into highlight and fix. This is our current phase. We are revising it like crazy. Like I said, my wife is going to work the magic and make it awesome. We may at some point invite peer editors into the process, but for now, this is the revision phase. And it's really a lot of fun, if a little bit nerve-wracking at times. And then finally, like I do with students, I'm going to launch to an audience. And here's the hard part. I don't know what to do as far as a launch. We're leaning toward an audio recording and kind of doing it as a serial podcast aimed specifically at kids who really don't necessarily want to read books. They're not into reading, but they want to listen to it as an audiobook on their tablets. I think it could be fun to have this entire series as an audio series. I've also wondered about what it would look like to make it into a novel, a graphic novel in particular, make it into a website. It could be a blast to illustrate it, but that's all up in the air. I'm thinking we're probably going to start with this idea of doing it as a podcast. And so that's it. That's how it works. We used design thinking through this entire process. Now, I realize that this might seem like a long and convoluted process, but in the end, it's worth it. By walking through each phase with a sense of purpose and intentionality, we will have a better story in the end. And we've already read the story to our kids, the first draft at least, and I'm pretty encouraged. They really, really liked it. They were laughing a lot, they were into it, they were begging for more. And ultimately, even though we will launch it to a bigger audience, it feels like a success because we know that our kids loved it. And that's ultimately why we make stuff, to share it with people that we care about. Hey, if you enjoy this podcast at all, would you please leave a review on iTunes? That would mean the world to me. That is how people discover this podcast. It's pretty hard for people to know about podcasts. There's so many out there in education and so many great ones. But if you enjoy this, this helps it kind of float toward the top. So that would mean the world to me if you left a review. And then also, I just want to say thank you for listening. The music is from bensound.com. They have some great music out there if you check out their website. And that's it. Have a wonderful day. See you on the other side.